Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenidge and Henrietta Bird bringing to you the International Black Summit Talk Show. And we've got a very a guest out of Pittsburgh. We're going to be talking tonight. It's going to be the follow-up call from last week's call, because we actually didn't get a chance to talk about the Leadership Weekend. We spent last week's call talking about the facilitator body training and what it was to be a facilitator and so on and so forth. And so we really never got to talk about the leadership. So we're going to be talking a little later with Mr. Herb Clemens from Pittsburgh, and he's got a special conversation that he has that he saw brought to the actual leadership. But now, without further ado, let's do the declaration. Henrietta, would you do the declaration for us?
Glad to. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and
our
community.
Are you where you've been going on computer? You are
there's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, October 24, 2010.
North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Glenn. And how are you?
I am doing wonderful, my dear. I am blessed. Too blessed to be stressed.
Okay. And what part of the universe are you in?
I am in the Northeast,
okay.
As always.
Okay. I'm going to get you to Chicago. The Midwest is waiting for you. It's waiting for you. You know, I had this wonderful, wonderful conversation with Herb yesterday, and I'm telling you, it you know, to speak to someone who is so passionate about something that's unknown, just it's like right in the declaration when we say unpredictable results, that you know, we listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. You know, and to our listeners, this gentleman has been a part of the summit for a long time, but he has a passion. I mean, a passion for something that, some place that he's never been before. And I mean, it's just amazing. What I love about, you know, listening to Herb, and I'm so glad he's on with us tonight, is that he is clear that Spirit is leading him there. And so when we say that we stand for the expression of our spirituality, that's Herb. You know, he is expressing, truly expressing what is being spoken to him inside of him. And so, Glenn, I just hate to tell you that I have a heads up on you tonight because I talked to him yesterday.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would say it the way you said it, because the thing that I want to talk about for current events is the statement that the Pope said. The Pope actually cautioned Israel on using the promise, using the Jordan Bank as the promised land as a justification for them to take action against the folks in the West Bank, which I thought was very profound. You're almost talking about religions warring with each other, but it's also something that I felt that Israel has been sort of granting itself the right to be able to use the promised land as their justification for doing whatever they wanted to do. So it was interesting, and what I got to notice, you know, again, one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit, what I got to notice is how I felt about the Pope saying that. And that was something that I had thought about and I've never really expressed, but kind of agreed with the Pope in terms of him saying, cautioning Israel to use that as a justification for their actions against the West Bank folks. So, you know, you talk about spiritual and being guided and being shown things. So it's interesting that you would use that terminology as it related, and the current events kind of fit into that whole conversation. Mm-hmm. So,
were you ever Catholic?
Was I ever what?
Catholic.
Well, I'm actually
practice Catholicism.
I actually am the Church of England, which is the closest thing to being Catholic. So it's actually Anglican, or some people call it Episcopal. And so,
we call it Episcopal here,
right?
In Chicago.
And so it is very, very close to it. And it is very close to it. For me, there's really not much of a difference, except we don't honor the Pope. I mean, that's basically the difference. But the service is very, very similar. But again, the important thing about it was that the Pope would actually take a stand against Israel, because you know, when you look at the economic complexity of the Middle East, and you look at most of the Arab countries that are against us because we support Israel. We, the United States, support Israel almost blindly, and that blind devotion and protection of Israel is what has caused a lot of problems for our relationships in the Middle East. So it's kind of interesting to see the Pope coming out and taking such a strong stand against Israel.
That is. So what do you think will happen?
Well, I think again it's a wake up call. You know, the Pope is suggesting that life occur a different way than it's been occurring. So he's actually asking for us, and asking Israel specifically, to look at it from a different angle, from a different perspective. you know, like really, you know, there's no out there. You know, they're really, you know, I say that he's asking Israel to not look outside of themselves, but to look within themselves to really see what it is that they want to do and how they're doing it, and not use outside justification for it. So, a little different twist, but again, you know, there's no right way to be, as we say in the summit, and so we all have the opportunity to look at things and view them from a way of empowerment. So,
I was looking at, you know, at the news information about it, and it's, you know, it's like a big deal. It's like a really, really big deal. You know, the headline says Vatican meeting demands Israel end occupation. You know, this is yesterday. It's telling, you know, it says in a final statement Saturday, the bishops also told Israel it shouldn't use the Bible to justify injustices against the Palestinians. And so, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, how it's coming about. So we'll stay tuned to this and see how it unfolds. Does anybody who's listening have any comment about that or any questions about that? Push the number one button on your phone, and it'll show that your hand is raised if you have any comment.
Well, we've got the oxygen room.
Okay.
Anyone in the oxygen room want to comment or?
Yeah. Anybody in the oxygen room want to make a comment? I guess not. I'll take it away.
Okay, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, we'll keep moving on that. You know, we'll stay up to date on that and, you know, see how it unfolds.
Absolutely.
See how it unfolds. So I'm ready for the guest, Glenn. I'm ready for the guest, but I know before then I have to let everybody know that the International Black Summit and event is occurring in Chicago, Illinois.
That's right. Your home city.
In 2011, so, you know, really excited about that, and we want everybody to come. The other thing is I want everybody to go to the website, blacksummit.org, and we can't really say this enough. The thing that we love so much about the summit is one of the things, because there are many, many things, but is our declaration, and that's why you hear it at the beginning of every show. But if you would please go to blacksummit.org and listen to the declaration, read the declaration over and over again. It's one of the best affirmations that you can use to start your day, to end your day, you know, to give you a little pep throughout the day. So, you know, stay logged on to blacksummit.org. And it'll and join our network. That's another thing that you can do. You can also donate to this program, the International Black Summit Talk Show, and contribute. There's a place on the website where you can contribute so that we can hold more listeners. Right now we're kind of limited, and that's why we have the oxygen room. But we want to be able to take as many listeners as possible. So, and we accept whatever you are willing to donate. So go to our website at blacksummit.org. You can also find out about the upcoming courses, the prerequisites, the different education programs that we have at the summit. Glenn?
Okay, thank you, thank you. Well, without any further ado, Mr. Herb Clemens, from the Pittsburgh area. He has been around the conversation of the International Black Summit for quite a while. Welcome to the show, Herb.
Well, thank you, Glenn, Jerry, and Henrietta. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show.
You're very, very welcome. We're going to start off the conversation a little bit and let folks know about the Leadership Weekend. So we were talking last week a little bit about the facilitator trainer, which occurs on Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday we have the leadership meeting, which is the leadership meeting is the meeting that moves the summit activities forward. So, for example, one of the things that got discovered in this last leadership meeting was the fact of we're going to Chicago next year. So that was something that was decided. Now, we normally have that decision as part of the annual event, and we didn't this year, and we actually decided it this year. But, Herb, give us a little background. So tell us a little bit about what the Leadership Weekend was for you. What was that like being in the Leadership Weekend and or any insights or things that you saw about yourself throughout the weekend?
Okay, thank you, Glenn. That was the first time I've been to a leadership, I think, since 2007, so it was kind of like new, and I always have to reground myself in those meetings. It was absolutely wonderful. I went there because I almost had my daughter nearby, so that's one of the reasons why I said I'm going to make it a point of going to this leadership body meeting, and I'm so glad I did. I just had the opportunity to reground what was happening the first weekend in August, and got clear on what was coming I needed to be doing around the International Black Summit.
So you actually got clear the kind of action or the next steps for what you saw. So would you mind sharing that with our listeners?
I kind of like do the summit in a way that maybe most of you guys do, but I'm going to say how I do the summit. So I kind of look at whatever is happening in my life. I kind of like bring to the foot of the summit, and I start my work of healing or whatever it is that I need to be doing. So I'm listening for something that's going on in me. Now, how that occurred for me this time was I just really doing a lot of work around my relationships with my brother and my daughter, who recently is moving to Columbus, Ohio. So I did a lot of great work around that. But inside of the declaration, I saw something else. In the early part of the summer, I was doing some reading about Halifax, Nova Scotia. And there was a little town in Halifax called Afraville. And I did some reading on it, and it's so similar to the place that I was raised, a town of about 300, 400 residents, and it's still there. And it's a poor area, but not a slum area. The people own their homes, but it's a lower middle class area. And what happened to Afraville, and I'll talk later about what actually happened and send some videos out, really caught my attention because I sensed that that's what's going to be happening to this little town that I was raised in. And I said, well, I have to see. There's a certain kinship, a certain relationship that I had there. So I was going to get in my car and just drive there. It's about a 1,200-mile drive. I didn't have a lot to do. But a couple of personal things came up. My sister had to go to the hospital, so I wasn't able to do that. But that conversation reemerged for me, and it wasn't dormant, but it just came back to me in the planning body meeting. And we aligned on or said we were going to be in Chicago, and I fully supported that. But for me, I declared that I'm going to be in Halifax. I'm going to be speaking the declaration of International Black Summit to the people who were displaced and actually just displaced. The community is no longer in existence. I'm going to be in a conversation with them, and I invited the people in that room to whoever could see something for themselves to go with me. And it didn't have to look any particular way. So that's how it all came about. And I'm in the process of what happened after that, though. I was, well, pleasantly surprised and that so many people have come to say that they support that. Excuse me. They support that, and they can see something for themselves of doing that. We haven't put any constraints on how it's going to look. We're in conversation now or generating what we what's going to happen up there in August.
So let me get this straight. So
yeah.
you went to the leadership weekend, and in that weekend, and for you listeners who've never been to a leadership, we do the work of the summit. And this weekend, one of the things that we were looking to determine was where the summit was, the next summit was going to be. And so in the process of coming up with Chicago, because of your passion, you had heard something in Halifax, and something was occurring there for you, and you were guided to be part of that conversation in Halifax called Effortville, right?
Yeah, Effortville, yes. Yeah.
Effortville. And
yeah.
so you took a stand to be in Effortville in August. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, is that something that you normally do, or you know?
No, those people who know me, I'm pretty much on the sideline in the background, fully supportive of the summit and the work that it do, but I don't necessarily put myself forward. And I guess there's a lot of reasons why that occurs, but I just don't. But I start, you know, in Baltimore and also in at the planning body meeting, I read the first part of the declaration. It says, "We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be." And I declare that if something is not whole and complete in any part of the world, if a person of Black African descent is not whole and complete, then I am not whole and complete. So there's a healing that I seek in Afroville, as well as letting the declaration come through me in Afroville. So it's kind of like a twofold. It's kind of like I'm going there to get something, and hopefully I'll be able to have the clear space for the declaration and what it means to people, be able to transform or impact their lives.
So let me ask you this. So in this particular situation, you basically had transformed yourself inside the conversation, the International Black Summit.
I did. I mean, there's something that someone said, Glenn, in New Orleans, and I found it, and it's like, if you don't mind, I'll read it. It's just, it was in 2000.
No, no.
"We are our vision fulfilled. We declare, we assert, we stand for the declaration of the International Black Summit. If it is to be, it's up to me." That was the Team New Orleans, and I think it was in 2005. And I came across that early part of summer, and I think, Glenn, I'm kind of looking at, like, being responsible for what occurs in the summit, taking responsibility, not, like, looking out there, just looking like the summit occurs in me, and how the summit is how my life goes. So if I'm not fulfilling on my promise to myself, then how can I fulfill on my promise to the International Black Summit and to the world?
Wow, that's powerful. You listeners out there, so this is something. Now, again, we do a lot of work at the annual event itself, but this was a leadership weekend, and we have these leadership weekends three or four times a year, and this was something that occurred for Herb at that meeting, that he saw for himself the possibility and the vision of Nova Scotia, Africville, to be healed, that is in a healing process, and you saw yourself as the one. Wow.
Yeah, I mean that is like, that's so summit. You know, that's like to me one of those summit moments that, you know, we talk about all the time, because, you know, the first thing I heard her say was, I always reground myself. You know, and if you look at the process that he went through, you know,
I always reground myself, I clear myself, and I'm listening for something that's going on with me. Now, those are three of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. And it doesn't matter if we're at the annual event or if we're on the talk show or if we're on a meeting call or if we're on a weekend, we are always in those distinctions or the declaration. And so he utilized clearing, you know, and the listeners always hear us talk about clearing. So regrounding himself is what occurs when you clear, you know, the authentic listening, where he's listening. His intention was to listen for something that's going on with him. I mean, and he did some great work because he, you know, he had this passion. Then there was that spiritual piece that you hear in his share, because he wants to get something, but he also wants to give something. You know, and so anytime you want to give, you receive automatically. That's the law, you know. And so, and the other thing about the summit that always occurs, that to me is just the magic of the summit, is that when you speak your vision, even though your vision may have just shown up in that moment, there is always somebody in that room to support it. And in this particular case, I was one of the supporters, and conferenced in. So it's like when you're in the summit, and you get some, oh, I just love it. Let me just have a moment here. I love it because it's like magical. And so now everybody, because you were bold enough to speak your vision, now we have a group of people who are intending to go to Halifax and have whatever experience life is giving us. That is wonderful. And that is also the International Black Summit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So folks, I just want to just keep underlining, this is the kind of things that occur at the International Black Summit. You begin to have these distinctions become tools, and these tools are used to forge your life. So now you stood up and you said that you want to be in Halifax. Tell us a little bit about what you see for Halifax, what's possible, and or any kind of next steps that you would like to have people support you in, and so forth.
Excuse me, 1 minute before we do that. I'd just like to give our call-in number, which is 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. And Jerry, if you could give the, in case those lines are busy, Jerry, if you can give the oxygen number, this is the other way to tune into the show.
Okay, the oxygen number is 218-862-6420, and the access number is 797-4834#.
Okay, thank you. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Network, and we invite you to
go to our website, blacksummit.org, look at the declaration, and you will clearly understand what Herb is talking about. Okay, Herb, back to you.
Yeah, okay. Back to Glenn's question of what do I see. It's still unfolding how the form of it is going to look. I certainly see us in conversation expressing the distinction of International Black Summit, going over our history, where we've been, where we're going, expanding. I guess all of this comes out of expanding the conversation to every little nook and corner of the world. There is a listening that I say exists in Halifax, because there's a listening in me to go there. So that's what I see, and it's unfolding. And how it's actually the form of it's going to look, I'm not quite sure at this point. I'm in the process of now, as I said, talking to people, putting together a team of people. I want to create a investment in the community of Afroville to welcome us. So that's, I got some key people looking at some of the leaders in Halifax. Hopefully the next week or two I'll be in conversation with them and just see what happens, see how it all unfolds. It's going to unfold into how the declaration of the International Black Summit unfolds. I don't have a particular way of this is going to look, but it's going to be a summit event.
Now, hold it right there. Hold it right there. I just want to underline a couple things.
Okay.
So one of the things I want you listeners out there to hear is that Herb took a stand. So he took a stand to create an event in Halifax, in Afroville.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that it's not about what it looks like, because if you listen very carefully, Herb's not sure what it's going to look like, but he's a commitment to having an event occur. Doesn't know how it's going to all end up, but he's in action. He's in action in making some calls. He's put together a team. He's talking to some people there. These are the kinds of things that when you are in action in your life, could be around job, could be around relationship, could be around your family. It could be in any of the areas that you see that you want to create something new and exciting in your life, a passion that you have. You take a stand. You step out and take a stand and speak into the universe what it is that you're going to create, and then listen for what life is occurring and interact with that. So Herb is in action. He is looking at what's going to take on his part. And the thing that I love about this is that you are, you know, we talk about being in the International Black Summit, and you're being leader. You're being a stand. You're being a commitment for this event to unfold. And so, and we can hear the excitement in your speaking. You know, it's very energetic. And one of the things that we talk about and point to at the International Black Summit is that when you are speaking powerfully, people are enrolled. People want to be part of that project, of that thing that you're generating and creating. So I am also one of the people, because when Herb said what he said, now I don't know how I'm going to contribute to this conversation, to this event, but I know that I want to be one of the people working with Herb to make this happen. So I'm clear that out of your excitement, out of your commitment, out of your stand, I am one of your partners in having this thing happen. And we don't even know what it is.
Yeah, and that's the way I am. I'm going, and I want to go soon. You know, I'm like a right now person. Let's go. You know, like really let's go, because I believe that God is always answering our prayers. You know, it's just the minister in me. And I believe that God gives us clues. And those clues are what Herb is feeling and what he's passionate about. And going there, you know, will something will unfold inside of me along while some, you know, at the simultaneously while it's doing it with Herb and while it's doing it for that particular city. You know, and so I'm excited about what I'm going to give for myself by going on. So, you know, it's like one of those, like I said, the magic of the summit. When you support someone else, you always get something for yourself. You know, you always do.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Henrietta. And also, I think just to add on to what you're already saying, you know, something is, for me, this is how I see it, something is going to be happening to the body as well, because the entity of the International Black Summit is always expanding, always looking for other avenues and things. And that, this is kind of like new for what we're doing, I guess. Going and establishing a community that's going to be welcoming us to engage in the conversation of International Black Summit. So I just think this is a lot for the summit body as well, not personally, absolutely, but for the body, the mindset of the international. There's something there, and I'm not clear what it is. There's something there as we propel ourselves into our future. So I'm just excited about how this is looking, and one of the things that I want this to be, I want it to be easy. I just want it to be easy. It's just like having a people over for dinner or people coming to your house. You just set another plate at the table. That's kind of like how I envision it when we go there, and we're going to hopefully have those relationships there, so it feels like we're just setting another plate at the table for us to join them in the celebration of who we are, of people of Black African descent.
That's wonderful. Can you share a little bit more with the listeners about the history? You know, like a little deeper about that history.
Well, I can, but I'll probably get some of the facts wrong. There's a website, and I don't have it in front of me, but I think there was a video. It's about a 20-minute video, and by faith that one of the our facilitators' cousin did this documentary or this short film that I sent to you, and I think I sent it to Glenn as well. And
yes,
it really tells.
I saw that.
And it tells the story of Afroville. It was a community. It's an old community. It was 1750, and the Underground Railroad. The slaves came up through North America, through the United States, to there and settled there. And they came from Jamaica, and they came from Sierra Leone, and they settled in this little town, and they built this little town on the banks of the Bedford Basin. And as the city expanded, the land became more valuable, so they decided that they wanted that land, and they wanted the people to move. This is not ancient history. This is something that happened. It started in the 1940s, but it ended in the late 60s, where they came and they moved the people out in garbage trucks in the middle of the night, and the people were scattered throughout the city of Halifax. And they go back and have a celebration there, but I got a sense of being taken from your roots, your ground, your where your ancestors came is something that the summit certainly is related to. We are related to our ancestors. We speak about our ancestors, and these people's ancestors lived this land and they worked this land, and it's no longer there. And I just think that one of the things that attracted me to this little town, to talk to these people and to have a sense of kinship and brotherhood with them, not to fix or to do anything that's just, but just to be in a relationship with them, to know that we too have been through that particular passage.
You know what I hear? What I hear is honor. You know, honoring them, honoring.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I got from the and I'm going to actually repost it in Facebook. So anybody that's interested to check it out, look me up on Facebook, and I will have that video posted. But in the video, it talks about the townspeople coming in the middle of the night and basically knocking down the church.
Yeah,
the church was like the town hall. It was a church, you know, obviously, but it also served as the meeting place for all of the discussions and all of the things that occurred in the town. And the other thing that I was left with was that this Affleckville was self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were able to exist on their own, and as Herb said earlier, it was not a ghetto. They were fully self-sufficient. They took care of themselves, grew their food. You know, were autonomous. They were able to exist without having to deal with anybody else. So they
yeah.
were self-reliant. And what they ended up, it was in 1962 when they actually moved them off, and they used the land for a garbage dump and to build a bridge. Now, I'm not sure exactly where the bridge was going, but that was what the land was used for. The other thing that I was shocked upset by was that they came back and created a park for the site.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even call it Affleckville. They called it another name, the name of the church, even though they had polled all the people and everyone said that they wanted the park to be named Affleckville, they dishonored it. You know, so there was a lot of dishonoring that took place in this community that had this rich ancestry going back all to the early 1700s. So, it is a travesty, and it's an opportunity, I think, for us to honor who we are and the ancestors of that community, because I'm clear that was part of, you know, the slave, you know, the railroad.
Yes,
you know, it ended up in Halifax, so pretty great stuff.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, the more I hear about it, I'm surprised. Jerry is probably in the oxygen room, like holding himself down, because this is, you know, this is Jerry loves this kind of story, and he loves this kind of work and research and whatever. You know, the more I hear about it, the more it speaks to me, you know, as I'm sure it does to our listeners. And if any of our listeners want to comment or have a question for our guest, please push the number 1 button on your phone, and we'll see that your hand is raised. Jerry, what about, is there anybody in the oxygen room?
Yourself? Anybody in the oxygen room wants to make a comment, feel free. I love this conversation because I really do, because in Canada, that's like the missing piece of our history. A lot of people don't understand that it was actually slavery was happening in Canada. And also that a lot of people don't understand that there's certain parts of Canada, I don't know if it was Nova Scotia, I remember back in the 1900s, it was actually black pilots before they was appointed as you know, flying United States back like 34 years later. They actually was flying for, I forgot the name of this, they fly in Canada, and they were actually like, you know, freeing the slaves. So that's really, really, yeah. So, and it's been going on, and this was really going on for like 50 years, and that's when like the Black Power was freeing the slaves. They was like, you know, being wanting to be in existence, because at that time the United States was not letting like Black Power to fly. Because they said they couldn't fly, they dumb, and they was making all types of excuses. But it goes to show what Brother Herb was really talking about, that we in existence and be a state of being, and that's beautiful.
Okay, really. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. So we invite you. Can you tell us, Glenn, about where people can go on Facebook to see this video and to, you know, where you're going to post it?
I'm going to just post it under Glenn Greenidge, and I'm going to see if we can get it posted under International Black Summit. I don't control that one, but I will post it tonight under Glenn Greenidge. So if you go search out and look for me, Greenidge is G-R-E-E-N-I-D-G-E, and you'll find it because I posted it, I think last week after I watched it. Herb sent it to me, and very powerful commentary. There was some interview with the people, the original folks that lived there. There's also some historians talking about some of the facts of Africville, and there was actually a woman from Toronto that actually sung a song about them. So I mean, it's a very good starting point to kind of fill in the details about what was actually occurring, and you know, what's possible, and what was you know, and gives you an insight into what Africville is all about. Because I was blown away by it.
That's great. That's great. Once again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you're on with Glenn Greenidge, our guest Herb from Pittsburgh. I'm Henrietta. Jerry is in the oxygen room. Later on in the oxygen room, which starts in about 13 minutes, you'll probably hear from Clara and Chakasha and Gio, our other hosts. And we're going to continue this conversation. We invite you to the annual event, which will be held in Chicago, Illinois in 2011. And those dates are August 4th through the 7th, August 4th through 7th. So, you know, you can contact us through our website, blacksummit.org. And also, please consider contributing to the talk show so that we can become premium and we can hold more listeners that way. Right now, there's a limit on how many people, but we can't, you know, you can call into the oxygen room if you can't get into the regular number. Also, read the purpose of the International Black Summit. When you go to the website, read the purpose of the International Black Summit, and then take a look at the Declaration and see where you are in the Declaration, and you will find yourself. You will wonder how these people know so much about you. How does this organization know what's going on in your life? And it is because life is giving the conversation of the International Black Summit. So we invite you to step into the possibility of unpredictable results. That's what the International Black Summit offers. It offers you the opportunity to step into different possibilities in your life through your vision, not anybody else's, but through your vision. You've heard Jerry's story, who's come, you know, who started as a listener, and now he's one of the talk show hosts. That was 14 months ago. And Jerry is now one of, I mean, he is just a wonderful research person. He is, you know, he's bringing us things that, you know, we are just like amazed. And he said in July of 2009, the summit is expansion. And if the summit is expansion, we help you expand, or we hold a space, I should say, for you to expand in the manner that you choose to expand. And as you've been listening to Herb, the process, he explained it. You know, he grounds himself, he clears himself, and then he spoke what he wanted to occur. And if you've been listening, you can hear as he's unfolding as this show was moving on, more and more. He's speaking more and more. I want it to be easy, he's saying. I want it to be as if you just set another plate at the table. You know, so he's speaking that when we go to Halifax, that we will welcome, because he's speaking it that way. So one of the other things that's provided in the International Black Summit is that you can get how powerful you are. And, you know, scripture says, and, you know, I'm the preacher woman, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we can speak what it is that we want. And you've heard Herb do it. You know Jerry's story. You know Chakasha's story. You know, so we invite you to join in this conversation and become powerful, even more powerful than you already are. Because we are already whole and complete. Glenn?
Well, you know, since you said so much about the purpose, I just have to read the purpose, and I'm going to read the declaration.
Hey, that's where I was. Okay.
The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And so I'm clear that Herb is fulfilling on that. And before we go, I want to find out from Herb what some of the things that he wants to do. But before I ask him that, the declaration for the 2010 summit event is, I am the source of my vision. Let me repeat that. I am the source of my vision. So that's the declaration that we're going to be looking at ourselves through to see how we do that, how to do that, how am I doing that, who do I need to be the source of my vision. Herb,
and be with what is.
And being with what is. Very good.
Be with what is.
So, Herb.
Yes.
How can people get involved in this project with you? Is there a contact number? Is there an email? Contact you on Facebook? How do you want people to be able to get a hold of you?
I give you my email would be great, and my phone number would be great. My email probably would be the best. So my email is koficlements@yahoo.com. It's Kofi, koficlements@yahoo.com. Just send me a quick note and tell me what you see for yourself inside of Halifax or inside the summit, either in Halifax or in Chicago. And I will support you as best I can in whatever you decide to do. But to take a look and see what you see is really my request here at this point. That's the best way. We're going to be putting together teams, and hopefully in December I'm going to be going up to, maybe with a couple other people. Henrietta expressed some interest in going up to Halifax and meeting the people and getting some people on the ground and just getting excited about what we're about to do, how we're going to expand the conversation International Black Summit. So
Very good. Give us that email one more time, Herb.
KOFICLEMENTS at yahoo.com.
Okay, very good. And people can also contact you on Facebook, right? Because you're on Facebook?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely on Facebook. It's Herb Clements.
Okay, okay. You heard it here, folks.
Okay. So I'm excited.
Excuse me for 1 minute. Go on, Herb. I just want to
I'm just saying goodbye. I'm looking forward to working in partnership with everybody who calls. So thank you.
Very good. Very good. So what we're listening to is a little slice of the leadership weekend that just took place 2 weekends ago in Baltimore. This was Herb's experience of it. And again,
yes.
the thing about the International Black Summit, everyone comes away with their own personal experience of the event, of participating and facilitating in their life. So that was one of the things that that we saw at the event, and Herb has taken on, has cleared himself, created some intention and some opportunity for himself and for other people to participate with him in fulfilling on his vision. And clearly Herb has been the source of his vision. Back to you, Henrietta.
Gary, would you share the number to the oxygen room? Remember, we end this call in about 2 minutes, but we move over to the oxygen room where we continue the conversation. So, Jerry, could you give that number, please?
No problem. The number is 218-862-6420. The access number is 797-4834#.
Okay, thank you very much. Remember, go to the website, blacksummit.org, join our network, look at the declaration, look at the purpose, find yourself there, and then contact us and join this conversation that's being given by life. Join us at any of our community events, any of our courses, at our annual event. Join Herb in going to Halifax. You know, we welcome you. Donate to the Black Summit Talk Show Network. Help us become a premium network, the talk show part on Blog Talk Radio. Join us every Sunday, same time. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Chakesha will let us know what time that is in Japan, okay? But stick with us. Listen to us every Sunday. We have wonderful plans, you know, like this with Herb. I mean, it's just so exciting, and we have more and more people, and we'll share our weekends, and we'll share our summit moments with you, and we'll keep you up to date on current events. Glenn?
Very good. Thank you, Henrietta. And bring your projects, bring your ideas, bring the things you're working on. We've got we've got folks. Chakesha's working on a project in New Orleans, getting a school back up and running and expanding that conversation. We're all working on different things around the country. We had a great call a couple weeks ago that we got together educators and talked about how to better educate our young people. And it was a sharing opportunity so that people can begin to hear ideas from other people and include their ideas. So we are about being in action. We're about having fun in being in action and really taking this conversation of empowerment to our community. So
okay,
with that, I'm going to give it back to you. I want to thank Herb a whole lot just for being on the call with us tonight and sharing his journey and the steps that he took to be in action around his vision. and you know, just applaud him for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn. Thank you, Henrietta, as well, and Jerry as well. Thanks for
Thank you. And remember, the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for all participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. God bless you, and we'll see you in the Oxygen Room. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.